He screamed, more out of fear than pain, as he felt the fangs penetrate the skin of his arm. He pulled his arm away quickly and saw the two circular puncture marks just below his elbow and screamed again. Then he put his arm to his mouth lightning quick and began feverishly to suck at the holes. "Cut it out!" His father's voice was weak and despairing. "That only works in westerns. I told you that." "Yes, but..." "And the other thing I told you was never to stick your hand down into a sack of snakes, whether you think they're dead or not. You turn the sack upside down and empty it, being careful about your legs. Always." Always and never in the same didactic utterance. No wonder Ken hadn't registered it. "Empty the sack." The snake fell to the ground with a soft thud and coiled itself, paralysed by the sunlight. "What do you think, Ken? A Cape Cobra?" Ken didn't reply, just stared wide-eyed at the snake. "Sand slang? Gabon viper?" The supersensitive tongue slid out of its mouth, absorbing tastes and smells in a way that gave it, at least according to one of his father's lectures, a complete picture of its surroundings within a single second. "Don't let it get away, Ken." But Ken did let it get away. He had neither the strength nor the nerve to touch a snake again, still less one that had just shortened his lifespan down to 27 years. "Damn," said his father.
"You must be joking," said Ken. "You saw it as clearly as me, and you know how to recognise every snake in the whole of this damned continent. Are you telling me you don't know?"
"Of course I know which snake it was," said his father, looking at Ken in a strange and enigmatic way. "And that's why I said damn.